continue reading from the Sefer Kitvun LeDorot. Okay, we're on page now of Tzadi. We're in a very nice summary of Rav Yaakov Hillel on different Sfarim that were published. And again, we've done this beforehand in the earlier parts of the chapter, but he's summarizing here succinctly all the different parts of the Kitva Arizal. Again, page 90, Ois Dalet. Now, Ola Tamid. Now, the Sefer Ola Tamid, he says, Kavanot Sha'ar Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zal Me'aktavim Shinitgalu Me'agnizam Ve'emidur Batra Ve'klalam Rav Meir Papiresh Zal B'toch Aricha Tzeva Pri Etzchaim Nitfas L'Rishona Ve'Saloniki Ve'Shnat Hey, Tavresh Yudalet. So again, we Rav Azulai and Rav Yaakov Tzemach were responsible in taking out from the Gniza these various Sfarim. One of them was Ola Tamid. Nowadays we have something which is called Shah Kavanas. That is the Madura which we learned of Kavanas. At that point there was something called Ola Tamid, which we still have, Ola Tamid, which was the equivalent of our Shah Kavanas. Now, Rav Meir Papirish took that later, that sefer of Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and put it in his sefer called Pri Etzchaim, which we also have. Pri Etzchaim again is the equivalent of the practical halachas come out from the theory of the Etzchaim, how to use it in practice, called the Kavanas. Nitvas Rishon B'Siluki. Now, Shuv Nitvas Yerushalayim Shnat Hitavresh Samat Zayin. It was reprinted later on. V'yesh le'ezeh shinui sedem mi'ad hashmatot. This is a little bit differences, but nothing drastic. Now the fifth sefer that was found in Gniz again is Sefer Otot Chaim, Magdamot Chochmat Kabbalah, which is an introduction to the beginnings of Chochmat Kabbalah. This is a sort of a middle line. This was written between the times of Medura Kama, Medura Batra. There's something in between. She'arach, that was put together again, Rav Yaakov Tzemach, Mitok, Tavim Shinitgalu Me'agniza. Again, this is what he said, that he found a book, a sefer, which is Shalem. And so he took it up and brushed it up and then finally published it. Excuse me. Venitvas Berishona Bekra'atz. Shnat Tavkuv, Hey Tavkuv Mem Gimel, Alpi Ektav Yad Aroch, Umaga Muga V'Yatza Mibet Midrash Shel Ramaz. Moshe Zakuta actually published the first edition. Shuv Nidfas Chelik HaSefer Zeb Yushalayim Shnat Hey Tav Shel Samach Zayim Im Pirush Eifa Shloim. And then it came out again, a second edition came out in Yushalayim much later on. And this we had also in Mefarish called Eifa Shloima, that we know the Eifa Shloima was Rav Shol Dweck, which was a big mamik in these Devarim, and a big Talmid Chacham. He had his own yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva, and he actually, interesting stories we mentioned a few times. I'll mention just quickly over here that that sefer wasn't selling. Nobody knew who exactly was Rav Shol Dweck until the Leshem Shavuach Lama, which is the grandfather of the Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, who came along and gave his haskama. Once he gave his haskama, then the sefer started selling very well. Therefore, that's how the sefer Eish of Shlomo became very popular. Mitoch sefer Ksavya shel Rav Shlomo Malcho, zah she'atiku to ve'gio mishlosha sfarim ktav yad, kmo shekatuv sham besof ha'sefer, which came about from the Ksavya of Rav Shlomo Malcho, which took the handwritings of various sfarim, three sfarim, and put it all into one sefer. Apim nusach zeh nitfar shuv bitunis Shnat Tavrish Ein Gimel, and then later on it was reprinted in Tunis. Now Sefer Otot Chaim Nitfas Beluvolno Shnat Hadrat Vakdamat Chokmat Kabbalah Hadrat. In that year Hadrat, and we'll see. I know one of my rebbe's, which is called Rav Motratia, he told us many times that the most accurate Otot Chaim on the market is the one which is published here in Luvono. In Luvono, in the Shanat Hadrat, and that is one most trusted and most used of all the Otot Chaim which are out there, various editions. That one is the most makori, true to its source. Now, Rubo v'ikrohu mesefer Mevo Sha'arim, which is mostly made of Mavor Sharim, Shulav Bo Chalakim Sefer Otzot Chaim, Lashlim Bo Sed Ishtashlut Bema Shechiseh Bo Sefer Mavor Sharim, Be'Arzot Ma'arav, South Africa, Nimsa Melchov Ktav Yad Ze Sefer Barich Adzo. So this is again a combination of the bath was Mavor Sharim in order to put everything into place. Now, Sefer Mavor Sharim, Humadua Batra Shel Agdamot Chokhmat Kabbalah, Mektavav Shel Rav Chaim Vital Zal Shenimsa B'Gniza. The Mavor Sharim also comes from this Gniza, and this was one of the last Ksavim to be pulled out. So we call it V'Yesh Omrim Shul Batra De Batra. Some say it's actually Batra De Batra, the Ocho Rav Yaakov Tzema. So we're not quite sure where it comes from, either from the Gniza or it's something that was put together with Rav Yaakov Tzema. Nitfas B'Rishona B'Karatz B'Shenat Eitav Kuf Mem Gimel B'Shuv Nifas B'Salonika B'Shenat Eitav Kuf Samach Vav B'Shuv Tzefes Diyuk V'Shleimu B'Shleim Eitav Rish Samach Dalet. So this again is a very, very important sefer called Mavor Sharim that really should be learned after you learn the other svarim, because it's sort of the hashlama of the Agdama, because of the very svarim and Kitav Arizal that give you different perspective of different things. We have the Otzot Chaim of Mavor Sharim, for example, that give you an introductory understanding and an overview of the system. Then you have something called the Olot Tamid, Pri Etz Chaim, the Sha'a Kavonot. Those give you a more deeper look into the practical. Then you have the theory, you have the Etz Chaim, Adam Yashar, which will give you, not the Adam Yashar, but the Etz Chaim, the Nur Kama, would give you a more general understanding of the system. So each one has a different tafki, each one is needed, and each one has to be learned on itself. Now, another sefer which we know about is called Arba Mil Shekel Kesef. That's the name of the sefer. Arba 400 Shekel Kesef. That Damot Chokhmat Kabbalah, again, part of this category called the introduction of the Kabbalah. V'zeh seder melukad me'adam yashar, which is part and parcel of some of the Adam Yashar, as we'll see in a minute. Hu medua batra shebeder etz chayim. This is again from the second findings of the Kitvei Arizal. V'chein ba'akdomot ha'medua kama shebeder etz chayim. Also, part and parcel of the medua kama as well was pulled out. V'kita'im me'akilat Yaakov v'otzot chayim v'ot. So it's really a connection of various farim. It says the Dama Yashar, the Etz Medor Kama of Etz Chaim, also from the Kilas Yaakov, also from the Otzot Chaim. And so therefore, that's the name of this album Me'od, from these four different svarim comes out this name. Sefer lo yatz mitachad yado Rav Chaim Vital, v'lo arav bidei echad b'amusmachim, u'miyuchas b'zinuf, b'ziyuf. Umiyuchas b'ziyuf l'Rav Chaim Vital. So some people actually attribute it to Rav Chaim Vital, but it's not true. It doesn't come from Rav Chaim Vital, and it doesn't even come from either Rav Yaakov Tzema or Rav Mar Papirish, the ones we are somich on. V'yesh bo tisefet rabim she'enu mi'amakor danal ela nosfo mi'yad ha'melaked l'shvach mikacho v'kulo mali shibushim. So this sefer, which is printed, we have it all over the place, called Arba Me'od Shekel Sefer Rav Yaakovil, you should stay away from, because it's not authentic. It's just a liquid of different svarim with a lot of mistakes. Okay, now the eighth sefer that we find, which is printed, it's called Sefer Adam Yasha, which we mentioned a few times. Again, this is part of the category of the Agdamot Chokhmat HaKabbalah. On page now, Tzadi Aleph. On Ot Chet. V'hu Aricha Ashniya Shel Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zal B'Sefer Zeh. Again, this is part and parcel of the second grouping of Rav Yaakov Tzemach when he found it from Gnizav. Kulolu Yachad Hum Adam Yasha Mekore. This is from the actual source of Adam Yasham. This is also included in the Derech Etz Chaim, again part and parcel of the Medur Batra category. Gam etzev Kilat Yaakov, part of Kilat Yaakov. Nitzvah Shnat Kraka, Shnat Hei Tavrish Mem Hei, Alpik Tav Yashid Yasmi Bet Midosh Shel Ramaz. Again, from Rav Ramaz, Rav Moshe Zakuta, who published the majority of them. Sorry. Ot Tet Sefer Likute Torah V'Tamei Mitzvot Biurei Psukim V'Tamei Mitzvot Shebisidirat Kitvei Rav Rav Meir Papirish Again, this was put together by by Ramaya Pavirish, various pshatim in mitzvot and also psukim. Nitvash l'rishona b'zalkwa shenat heitav kuflamet hey. Ela shramiya pavirish zal lo chibra sefer echad ki asfarim arichah tamei mitzvot u anaf asheni misefer pri yitzchayim. Ve'elu likutei Torah hu anaf sheni misefer nof etzchayim. So it was further split into different sfarim called Pri Yitzchayim ve'nof etzchayim. Now the sefer ot yud, which is called sefer yichudim v'tikuni avonot. Now Mesuderet Arav Meir Papirish Tzad, he was responsible for this, putting this together. Nitvas Rishonim Bekraatz B'Shanat Eitav Kuf Mem Gimel V'Ho Anav Shlishi V'Rivim Mesefer Pri Yitzchayim. They are part and parcel of the third and fourth section of Pri Yitzchayim. V'Katuv Sham B'Pinim HaSefer Shuv V'kikatuv sham penim b'sefer. That's also it's indicated in the sefer. Shun nifas ben luv v'shana tavrish tetzai b'tosefes merubat merubaot. Now it's also with these square letters. Tosefes merubaot. Now what's important to understand is that Shai Yochudim is another section. It's more on the lines of the kavanot, the practical usage of the Kabbalah. And obviously the permitted parts, and this is what we call the Yehudim, a little bit different from the Kavanah. Kavanah is more applicable to the mitzvot. It's also applicable to the tefillah, and so on and so forth. But Yehudim is something lebar mezeh, something different, something on your something that a person takes on himself when he finds himself able and able and willing and really to do that madrega, the extra step, as the Arizal told the Rav Chaim Vital, that the Yehudim are lemala min ha-mitzvot, interesting enough, that lemala min ha-Torah even, that it's more important to miyachid Yehudim, which is the whole tavkid of why we're here, to build up the spiritual world, and that is done by what's called a process called Yehudim. Okay, that's discussed over there. In the sefer, we have a sefer which is called Sefer Yehudim. You have to understand that Sefer Yehudim actually is the first edition. We have a more mehud edition of Sefer Yehudim, which is called Shah Ruch HaKodesh, again from the Arizal. So, if anybody's interested, they should actually preferably learn Shah Ruch HaKodesh over Sefer Yehudim, which has inevitably various mistakes, which Shah Ruch HaKodesh was misakim. Now, Ot Yud Aleph, Sefer Gilgulim. Sefer Gilgulim is Sudra Tiv Yad Gen for Almeir Papirish. Vua Nof Rivim Ea Nof Etz Chayim. Again, this is part of the fourth section. You'll find this in Nof Etz Chayim. Again, Sefer Gilgulim obviously speaks about various the ways of the incarnations. Nidfas Rishona Be Parnach Prat B'Shenat Eitav Mem Dalit Kolel Lamed Heprakim Ve'od Likutim, has in it 35 different sections and other various bits and pieces. But the Sefer Da'arot Va'agod Me'et Arav Agon Rav Mor Ravino Meir Eisen Shat Zal Baal Apanim Meirot. So the Baal Apanim Meirot added his various Agot. V'Rav Dan Gorin Hot Zal that also these two rabbanim added their various editions of a goat. V'nitvashu b'tosefet meruba be parmilash lasha shnat tavrish lamed hey kolel ad ein gimel prakim and added kolel until 73 prakim al pi aricha dektav Rav Natan Shapira, which also helped in publishing this sefer, again sefer Gilgulim. Now sefer Yud Beis. Sefer Zoreh Zohar Arekia, who biur mamre Azoah, kolel chelkia menov rishon shebesefer Nof Etz Chayim shel Rav Meir Papirish Zar. So Zohar Rekia, again, this is part of the edition that was found in Gniza by Rav Meir, Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and Rav Meir Papish took it on to publish it, what Rav Yaakov Tzemach had time to do, and therefore it was put into the Sefer called Nov Etzchaim. So now it's published on it was actually put originally in a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. Ve'ol Biurim Got Nitfaz Rishona Bekaras Bishnat Hey Tav Reshmam Hey V'nei She'en Ba'arichad Rav Tzemach Ela Nusach Melukatz. Now, Sefer Yud Gimel, Sefer. Okay, I think what we're going to stop it here for now. Then we'll continue next year. Okay.